This is Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities, taking a look at the cattle markets for Thursday, July 8th. Well, cattle markets have been firm on the big break in the grain complex, but really struggling to push past key resistance. Feeder cattle yesterday and the day before bumped up right against that 160 level on the front month. Yesterday, the August got up to 161, and then we ended up reversing down, closing at 159. It's a major resistance on the weekly charts where it stalled the market several times over the last few years, and it looks like we're having trouble there once again. So we'll see how this pans out, but my guess is that I don't think the grain market is done to the upside, and that would spell trouble for the feeder cattle market. So I think that moving forward, we're still going to see a pullback here into the summer. But the tone has been set. I mean, we really didn't get that big break into, you know, early June, or if we had a big break in early June, but I expected that we would continue that on down and put in new lows into late June or early July. But that obviously is not happening. We're putting in a high, if anything. And so I still look for some sort of a pullback, likely as we get into August. But moving forward, you know, the drought in the Northern Plains is probably going to be part of that pressure that comes. We just don't see any relief. And we're, you know, Northern Plains ranchers, they're out of hay, they're out of grass, they're out of water. They have little choice but to move cattle into the auction yards. And I my guess is that that's going to add a fair amount of pressure to the market. I will say that at least there's a place for these calves and cattle to go. The southern and central plains look pretty good. They've had quite a bit of rain. Pasture conditions are much better there. And there's pretty decent demand. That's, we've seen feeder cattle index prices be fairly firm in the face of all this chaos in the grain complex. So if nothing else, at least it's not a complete disaster in the cattle complex. But I do think you're going to see another wave of liquidation across the Northern Plains, and that is going to add to some pressure for cattle. But in the longer picture, obviously, you've got more herd liquidation going on. You've got calves entering feedlots or being displaced far earlier than they normally would have been. And I think this sets a bullish tone for as we move forward into the fall and into the winter, when you're just going to see much smaller numbers. And assuming the economy stays on track and demand stays at least stable, that spells a pretty bullish situation for at least cash-fed cattle, which should help support feeder cattle. Now, right in front of us, of course, we're in the gut slot of corn production. Pollination is just a couple weeks away. We're going to be looking at hotter weather coming into the western Midwest around that time. So it's a nail biter going on in the grain space. And of course, that is going to impact both feeder cattle and live cattle. It's more bullish for live cattle if we get a bullish situation going on in feed grains. And of course, it's a bearish situation for feeder cattle. Now in the cash trade, we haven't seen much activity yet so far this week. Last week we were down a couple dollars on the Fed trade at 124. Box beef values have stabilized a little bit for choice anyway. We were up about a buck, just over a buck on Tuesday. Yesterday we were down almost $2. So we're kind of hovering right around 285. The select has been down for both of those days. We're sitting at 262. So on the choice, for the last 18 days, we've been down 17 of those days. That's a drop of $54. On the select, we've been down 14 of the last 16 days for a drop of $48. So it's been quite a slide in boxed beef. And of course, we were starting from some pretty lofty levels. And now we're coming down kind of into the, we're still high, actually, for boxed beef values, but they've dropped quite a bit. Packers are in a much different situation than they were here a month ago. Feedlots have much more leverage with more abundant feed supplies with the wheat harvest going on and a little bit cheaper. And so they've moved through a lot of their heavyweight cattle. So they're in a much more, they have a stronger hand in the market, and they are forcing the packer to pay up a bit at the same time that box beef values have plummeted. It's an interesting scenario going on that they're able to squeeze more cash out of the packer when the packer's losing money pretty aggressively on the box beef side. So I think that, again, moving forward, I would be looking for cattle to pull back here, especially with the reversal we got yesterday, get a bit more of a correction. It really is dependent on weather. And again, the Northern Plains, we don't look to see any relief. You would think that would be bullish for corn, but the corn market is, I think, having trouble having any sort of upward momentum to it. You're going to have to see, I think, more threatening weather as we get into pollination, or the rains that are forecast for these next few days in Iowa to just miss Iowa. We'll just have to wait and see. But again, just from a broader picture perspective, I would look for a pullback in cattle. But longer term, I think we have turned the corner in cattle. I think we're entering into a bull market that will last for a few years. And we've had some serious herd liquidation going on these last couple of years. Last year it was the West Coast and the Southwest. This year it's the Northern Plains. So that's a big chunk of your cattle herd. The Southern Plains, they're holding together okay. And of course, that's a massive part of the cattle herd as well. But I think that this is going to continue for a while, that we're setting the stage for a pretty significant bull market in cattle. It's just a matter of getting through these first few weeks and seeing what our feed grain situation is. It could be okay and we'll limp along, or it could be a disaster. We're not going to have an abundance of feed grain, that's for sure. We just are wondering, are we going to have just enough? And it wouldn't take much for us to fall below that threshold of not enough. And of course, that would be a pretty big disaster for the feeder cattle market. So we're just waiting to see kind of how Mother Nature dishes up here over these next 4 weeks, and that will determine a lot as we move forward. If you have any questions, feel free to call at 1-800-888-9843. This has been Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities.